Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Please tell her
how much I appreciated that. Folks, on today, huh?
I sure will. I tell her.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And Tang, how's the family doing?
Maintaining. And, you know what? What's blessed? I try to find a blessing in everything, even in death. So with his death, he was able to donate some of his organs to his cousin and prolong his life. So that was a blessing.
That's beautiful.
And,
So a part of him will live on, not just in spirit, but theoretically and life, seriously. A part of him will live on. That's a great thing. I've been praying for y'all, man. You know.
We've been okay.
You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine. Death is, you never really ready. I don't care if the person is younger, mid-age, or older. You're never prepared, you know what I mean? So, you know, I appreciate you coming in, you know, coming on with us and allowing Kale's Corner to, you know, take your mind somewhere else for a little while.
Today, our
verbal journey starts with the Olympics. We're going to talk about Simone Biles coming home and doing what she did and, you know, how we're all proud of the young lady. We're going to talk about the latest NBA news and rumors, of course. And we're going to spend, like I promised you guys, the majority of our time tonight is going to be football, starting with the Cowboys and versus the Steelers. And we're talking everything sports, but mainly it's going to be football. So get your popcorn, as my man Theo would say, get yourself together and come on back to the corner with it. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. Oh my goodness. Okay. Some of the Olympic Games have completed already for the summer portion of the Olympics. What more can I say? You know, the United States did the damn thing as they always do. And I really appreciate, and I said this on Tuesday, but I really appreciate Simone Biles. I appreciate what she went through. And I know some people are going to say, oh, man, she had death in her family. Death is a part of life. But everybody grieves different. Everybody goes right. through their process different. So to disrespect somebody's process of healing or mourning, you know, it's not right. It's not right. I recall when, you know, my cousin, and this was, Treat, he wasn't a cousin that I was super tight and really, really close with, but you know, it was just the timing of the whole situation, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And what we were going through as a family, that just made it worse. You know, this made it a hard time to get through. As we know, Tree, you know, your family is dealing with a loss right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And who would I be to say, oh, Treats could come in, man. Treats could do the show. It ain't nothing but 2 hours. That's beyond the point. That's beyond the point. If you're not mentally involved in what you're doing, and you know, this girl was she is a gymnast. You know, she has to flip and twist, and there are numerous ways where she could be hurt practicing her skill. So so if your mind is not all there, I say that it's a safety situation. It's a safety issue that, you know, you take the time that you need until your head gets into the game, you know? So, you know, hey, man. You know, anybody that has anything to say foul about that young lady, shame on you. And I really hate to, and I'm not going to wish, you know, anything on anyone. But the thing about it, everything that lives has an expiration date. Everything.
Yeah.
And I hope that it doesn't take you going through it or you dealing with it to understand, okay, this is how Simone Biles said. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, again, congratulations to the whole Olympic team, USA Olympic team. Because those guys, you know, even with the NBA team, you know, everybody put in and gave their all on everything that they were, every event in sport. And we didn't hear any stories about, you know, any crazy stories about over partying and doing too much that wasn't even Olympic related. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All of those stories. And the media tried their best. They went from the beds that the athletes were made to sleep in to the food that they were preparing and every, so the media did try to find something outside of the sport itself to speak on or report on, but hey, for the most part, everything stayed good. Everything stayed, you know, all Olympic all the time. So that was great. That was great.
The rumors didn't grow legs. That's what I say. The rumors didn't grow legs. The story didn't grow. They just kept it like it was and kept it moving.
There you go. You took the words and beautifully made them your own, Miss C. But that's what Miss C do. I know. She do that all the time. Appreciate ya. You know,
of course.
But other than that, you know, I'm proud of my USA athletes. You know what I mean? Because those guys really held themselves to a standard and didn't allow themselves to go down any path of anything outside of whatever their sport was. So kudos to them. Let's bring in my man Lou.
Yes.
See what, you know, how did you?
Good afternoon, both of you.
How are you?
All right.
That's good.
All right.
So how did you feel about the Olympics, Lou?
Well, the coverage-wise itself was pretty bad, but I like the way how our athletes have been doing, you know, in such uncharted waters. I mean, you know, most of it's been on tape, and that has been, you know, that's been the awful part of it. But, you know, the performances by the majority of the athletes, except for our mostly our track division, has held up its own. I mean, we bombed down the 4-100 relay race with the men.
Yeah.
That was awful. Yeah, it was awful. You know, maybe it's a good thing we didn't see it live because we would have been humiliated anyway.
But you know what?
I don't know why we was expecting anything other than what happened, because if y'all know the rules of track and field, it was set up to be a failure anyway. Like, because the coaches, you can't coach a team if you're currently a coach, right? Whoever's currently a coach can't coach. And if you have somebody on a team, you can't be the coach if they're on your team, like regular season on your team.
So now you got to
go out and get somebody that probably don't even know about the sport trying to teach you how to do something you already in.
Right.
So it's set up for them to fail anyway. It's not like basketball and baseball. Like, you see Popovich over there. He coaching.
Yeah.
It don't matter if he got somebody that's on his team that played for him in regular season. He's allowed to coach. It's not like that in track and field. Let me just put that out there.
Well, the thing about the whole reason that we were disappointed is because we're just used to our team as a symbol.
Yes.
Dominant. We're used to them dominating, man. Jamaica.
We haven't won that relay in 20 years, though.
Yeah, but again, Americans have a funny way of not even giving attention to the things that we're not good at. You know what I'm saying?
So we'll
just say, oh, okay, well, we can't win it all, and go on out with our day like it's nothing lost, you know?
Right.
Nothing lost.
Okay, I got you.
So, you know, I think that when it comes down to the number of events that America takes the gold home in, I think we as a fan, as Americans, we've just gotten spoiled.
That's true.
We did.
So, you know, hey, it's okay. The other guys can win once in a while, you know. But we all know
for
real. You know, that makes them.
But the bad guy
wins
once in a while.
Well, not necessarily the bad guy, Luke, but...
I was broken into the song from Billy Preston, so that was, you know... Okay, bad joke.
What I'm going to say is we made these other countries reestablish their level. You follow me on that? We've gotten, just like with the basketball, you know, USA basketball, we expect them to dominate. We expect them to win.
Right.
You know, but it's because we have been so dominant, controlling, and just have our damn way with everybody. The other teams have decided, you know what, the little brother said, you ain't going to be a man, listen. when we were young. Now, my brother and I are twins, but he's 6 minutes older than me and has always outweighed me by at least 80 to 90 to 100 as we got older, have gotten older. And one day he and I got into a physical confrontation, and I just said, you know what? You're not winning today, man. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to break today. I'm not, and we fought, and I mean, moms came in there and broke us up, and soon as she left out the room, we went right dead back at it, because I was going to let him know there will be no more big brother, little brother bullying. It's just not going to happen. I've had enough.
Right.
And that's what that's what these other countries have said. That's enough. We're not going to be bullied no more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are not going to be bullied.
Forgive me for saying this, but do you think maybe that the U.S. team has maybe gone, shall we say, soft? That's what I think.
No.
Maybe that's what they were implying.
Well, I'm going to say this, and ride with me on this, y'all. Ride with me on this.
All right.
That NBA basketball team, USA basketball team, hell yeah, they have gotten soft as wet grass.
I thought
I'm gonna tell you why. Because this USA game has evolved to a point where these guys are playing for referees' call. These guys are, instead of just playing the game, they're putting on a show. Where,
right.
Whereas one time we were entertained by what they did with that pill, that rock, that basketball. Now is, you know, you got guys, I mean, and sometimes these guys look like they were shot by a gun or something, the way that they flip and fall and you know, just, and I'm like, okay, the league has recognized this because they said that they were going to start giving these guys penalties for flailing. But rarely do I see a penalty thrown. But I see these guys, I'm sorry, as bad as I wanted Phoenix to win, I saw Chris Paul falling all over the place.
Yes.
You know? And I'm like,
that's a fact.
You can see during this USA tournament, whoever they play, that is a problem. That is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
These USA players are expecting the referees to save them. And I mean, it was at a time, it was a point in the game where these guys weren't even really trying to make their shot. They were just flaring and flailing and throwing the ball up, you know, to get the referees to call the penalty, to bail them out. And I'm like, dude. You are a professional basketball player. You should let your skill set bail you out. You should let what you do on this court bail you out. You know? Come on, let's take this call. My man, 57, our world, our Tales Corner's famous Huckleberry is calling in. What's up?
Hear him.
Hey, 57.
I'm your Huckleberry, baby.
I know you are. I just know
what's
that.
Up,
hey,
what's
bro?
Up, sis?
What's going on?
Everybody else, how y'all doing today? This our Friday,
hey,
you know that, so let's let it all hang out today. First, we're going to start off with.
Yes, sir. All right. Okay, Kale. All right.
I have to tell you this, man. I'll
calm down.
No. Earlier today, I was on my way to work, and I was on the train. I was at LaFont Plaza, you know, transferring to the Silver Line. And as I was walking downstairs, there was this guy, and I mean a 57. This Bama, and I mean Bama in a good way, this Bama was Pittsburgh Steelers down. You hear me? I'm talking about his jacket, his hat, his shoes, his pants. I mean, the jersey, everything that could be of Pittsburgh was down to his mask, his face mask was Pittsburgh. And I walked up to him. I said, man, you know, don't none of them colors match that you got on. You know what this Bama said to me? This Bama looked at me and said, what? Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. And I told him, I said, man, good luck tonight, man. Good luck tonight. But go ahead, Mr. That made me think about you.
Well, you know, what I wanted to say was when y'all were talking about the basketball was I really don't, you know, they've been flopping in the NBA for years. But, you know, once you learn how to do something and perfect it, you know, it looks so funny now when they do it. You're like, man, come on, man. You really think we're going to fall for that? Some of these guys are sitting down on the floor before a player even gets to them. I think though, I know Tree and Kale and everybody on this station remember back in the day, if a guy like Kevin Durant, this is why I'm bringing him up. If a guy like Kevin Durant at 6'11", back in the 70s and 80s, had grabbed the ball and tried to bring it down the court, the coach would have went crazy. But get your butt down the floor and get under the basket. The problem I think with our game now is, We've become too European, where even the big guys don't want to play under the basket anymore. They want to shoot threes and dribble the ball and bring the ball down the court and, you know, shoot jumpers. They don't want to get under the basket. They don't want to bang and be physical. And I think that's what's hurt our style of game now. I think we try to play more of a European style of game, up and down the court, shoot threes and just keep running and gunning and as soon as Giannis went inside, and I'm going to shut up. As soon as Giannis went inside, they dominated things.
Yeah. And he stayed down there for the rest of the time, too. After he seen that it worked with him staying down there, he stayed down there.
He stayed down there.
Somebody must have hit
I called him. I had to call him, Kim. I called him on the back phone.
I figured that, you know, Pigeon with a note on the ankle or something, because as soon as he started saying that, he started doing it, and they won as a result. Mm-hmm. They won. But one thing we can't leave out, guys, we got to add this in because it is a part of the story. You have a large amount of NBA players who are foreign-born players. So they're taking our game and what they've learned back to their country, back to their – during the off-season, they go home. They still play ball, but they go home. You know what I mean? And doing so, they implement what they've learned from the NBA into their home game. And it's funny because it's now they say if you want a pure game, you want to see an enjoyable experience, watch a foreign game. Because you're going to see that old school brand of basketball that we've all fallen in love with, that we all love. So, you know, I don't know how the United States is going to get that back. I don't know how we're going to, reverse this thing. But I do know we need to. And, you know,
I don't mean to be rude, cut across you or anything, Kale, but
I don't think we're going to get it back because I don't think y'all believe if I tell you that half of the teams in Europe got some type of finance from the owners in the NBA. The owners want this game over there. They're responsible. Just like football going to Europe, it's the same thing. The greed for the money has pushed the game the way we love it, the way we love to see it. The greed has pushed it up almost out where you don't see that pure basketball anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
right. Mm-hmm. I can go with that as well. It just feels like something else that's going to have to get real dark before it gets light again. You know what I'm saying?
Something else
I have to sit around and wait on to go get back to what we love and what we want it to be.
That would be amazing.
All right. You know what? And let's just go on into the NBA right now. We're not going to do a commercial. This Lakers team, man. My boy called them the Bengay boys today.
Yeah,
but you know,
it's a little older.
They're still young guys, really. Still young guys, but they're old in basketball. They're old in basketball terms, and boy, that listen. The race for the hot tub is going to be on this game after every game.
LeBron ain't tripping because, you know, he got his $1 million. He's going on home to his built-in one. So everybody else going to have to spend for the hot tub and the cold tub.
I can't believe the Lakers got rid of Alex Caruso. I never would have gave that guy up.
We thank him.
Yeah, I guess you do.
I guess you do. I sure do.
You know, I'm like, y'all got rid of that dude? Man.
Yeah, that's the weed dude.
I'm going to temper my words and sayings and all that until
it's Friday, Kale. It's Friday.
Yeah,
you can't temper nothing. It's Friday.
My team hasn't fully been assembled yet. You know what I mean? What I can say and will say is I like some of the, you know, Kyle Kuzma, it's never a good thing when his name is linked to your team. Debo played too much. He said, we all saw the Uncle Drew movie, right? They call him the Lakers, the Uncle Drew crew.
The Uncle Drew.
Yeah.
Uncle Drew.
He played too much.
All I'm going to say is this. The Lakers might not have enough run up and down the court power, but they definitely got some shooters because you slip if you want to. Carmelo Anthony going to get you 25, 30 points. Trevor Ariza going to give you 20, 18, 22, 23 points a game. And that doesn't even add on to his rebounds, assists, and steals. You know what I'm saying? I'm curious of what that team is going to look like, you know, and they're saying that the Lakers aren't done yet, you know. They're saying that they're
Dwight Howard was supposed to be coming back.
Dwight Howard was supposed to be coming back. Trevor Reed's supposed to be coming back.
Yes.
I was like, ooh, okay. They got rid of Drummond. Andre Drummond
side
with the
76ers. Well, are we surprised about that, though?
I'm not surprised
about that. Drummond, Drummond did not look happy with those Lakers, and Drummond was blamed for a lot of the mishaps than the good half with this Lakers team. So, you know, I'm not surprised at all with Drummond. I really think it's safe to say Drummond wanted to exit, you know, even more than Kuzma, you know.
DeMarcus Cousins signed a 10-day contract with the Clippers.
Yeah.
I'm going to step out there and say, if the Lakers stay healthy, and if once they, with all the guys that they got coming in, what they already got, if they stay healthy with all that experience, they should win the NBA this season coming. I'm going to step on out there.
They got a bunch of people. They got Carmelo Anthony, Trevor Ariza, Kim Bazemore, Devontae Cook, Anthony Davis, Jared Dudley. They got Marc Gasol, Dwight Howard, LeBron James, Wesley Matthews. They got a mob over there.
Yeah, all of them know
Dennis
how to play
Schroeder
the game.
And Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Your man went Space Jam for real. He went Space Jam for real. You understand?
Yeah.
Huh, touch the ball.
Touch the ball, you know. More power to him, though. And the thing about it, you can have whoever you want. Because you guys don't develop that chemistry. We saw that. We've all seen this movie before. And if that chemistry is not developed, then you ain't doing nothing but giving us a whole bunch to talk about with you guys. And you know, that. Are you guys familiar with the LeBron tweet?
Yeah.
Listen, man.
Right. I'm with you on that one.
And I'm not going to say shut up and dribble. I'm not going to say that. Shut up and prepare, man. Shut up and get ready for the
season.
Don't give a whole bunch of
promises. But he has to say all that he said.
All he had to do was
just wait till the season starts. Boom.
He didn't have to say anything. How about just not saying nothing?
Not LeBron.
Okay.
It's not. But that is a part of the reason why so many people don't like LeBron. Why so many people? Because, man, you always got something to say. You always in the forefront, but you don't always produce. You don't always give us what we expect from you. So, I like you better when you're just quiet and going about your business. Now, am I in the rights to tell another grown man what he can and can't say? Hell no. It's up to him what he wants to say and how he wants to say that. But what I'm saying is this is the reason that so many people don't really get into him or like him because things like this. I mean, why do you feel like you have to say anything? Everybody knows you have an older team. And listen, just because they're older does not mean that they can't win. Like 57 just said, if their coaching staff finds a way to keep these guys healthy and ready to go when it really matters, they're going to be a problem. Going to be a problem. Carmelo Anthony, you know, nothing for nothing. He's a guy that I've always admired.
Me too, Kale.
Not on the defensive end because he plays no defense.
No, he like a bullfighter when it comes to defense.
Exactly.
You mean run away from it? Olay. Go ahead. He ain't playing no defense.
Yeah, none.
No, Not at all. Not at all. But his scoring prowess. It's his scoring that I love and his dedication to that side of his craft. He's won numerous gold medals and he's been the MVP. He just needs a championship here at home. And I believe that that will solidify him as one of the greatest of all time. If he went a championship here at home. Westbrook, he's another one. You never question his motive. You'll never question his energy. You'll never question night in and night out is he going to bring it all. You know for a fact that he's going to bring it all night in and night out. You know. So it would be good to see him get a ring. It would be good to see him get a ring. You know, the thing about it for Carmelo and Westbrook to get a ring, that means LeBron would have to get another. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay with it.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
I'm with you, Kel. I want to see Carmelo get a ring, too. And Carmelo never really – he only really, to me, played with one great player, and that was when Allen Iverson went to Denver.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've never seen him surrounded by – great players. He's not the type of guy that can take you by himself, but if you surround him, he'll shoot you into anything. Because he can
take you by
himself
because he don't play no defense.
Yeah, he ain't going to play no defense. But you know what, sis? I'm going to say this, and I might be wrong, and you guys probably might disagree with me. But to me, if you throwing in anywhere from 35 to 50 points a night, 20 to 15 of those points were defensive points. Because you just ran the guy that's checking you around the court. So when he get down on the other end, he ain't got it for his offense. So, you know, that might sound crazy, but that's how I look at it sometimes.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. That's crazy. Because I'm going to need him to come back down and play defense like everybody else.
No.
You
got to
know
no,
how you
no. –
yeah, tell him again.
I feel you, though. I feel
that
you.
That is the absolute truth. When I was overseas in the German-American League, my coach used to preach that all the time. Okay, if you don't want to – if you're not that adept at defense and you don't want to play defense, let your offense be your defense, meaning your player that's checking you, he should be too tired to do anything down on that other end of the floor. Because I'm going to excuse the fact that you have no defensive prowess. I'll excuse that. But you better work that Bama so hard on the offensive end that on his defensive end, you better work him so hard that his tongue is hanging out too far for him to do anything.
Some Kale.
Anything.
Kale, did y'all win? Yes. Did y'all win a championship over there?
Yes, we did. Yep. Yes, we did. 1991 and 92. We won the championship.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because you know they don't play that style of ball anymore. 91, 92 ball, they don't play that kind of ball no more.
No, they don't.
They playing.
I understand everything you're saying. But you're missing one point, and that is, it's a different brand. I'm with you 100%. But a tired player is a tired player. That's proven the same from back then all the way until today. And if you run a guy so much on the offensive end that when it comes to his offensive end, he's nothing but a liability out there. I mean, he's not even getting rebounds. He don't have energy. He don't have the energy to go down in that and on the block and fight for that ball. He can't do it. Why? because and we used to watch Kobe Bryant. Kobe used to chill. If you ever noticed, when guys were checking,
but Kobe played defense.
When guys had to check Kobe, Kobe would work your high part so much on his offensive end that when he came down the court, yes, Kobe played defense. Kobe played defense. But the man, if you remember, the man that was checking Kobe on Kobe's offensive end wasn't the same man Kobe was checking on his defensive end. They always switched it over. And the guy that was checking Kobe was not scoring like that. He wasn't rebounding like that. Rarely did anybody have Kobe as their defensive assignment and give you 20 or more points. That rarely happened because Kobe made those guys work so dog tired on their defensive end that they just couldn't maintain with him. They could not maintain with him. So I understand what you're saying, and yes, you're absolutely correct. In 1991, it was a different brand of basketball, but the same principle applies. The same principle applies. You run and put so much work on that dude on the offensive end, man, when it's time for him and his team to be on the offensive end, he's nothing. He can't rebound. He can't do anything. He's basically just a body that's there or taking a break, getting ready for the next defensive possession.
Yeah.
Come on, my man, Red. What's up, Red?
Red,
you're breaking up, baby.
Oh, I didn't say anything yet. I was just reminiscing about something you said about something. And it just made me just think, you know, when you eat Popeyes, that spicy Popeyes chicken, and you sit down long enough, your stomach get to bubbling, especially if you eat with red beans and rice, and boy, you would just run like the river. And you'd be like a dead man down, you know what I'm talking about? And you look up at the ceiling and you see things in your bathroom on your ceiling that you ain't never, damn, that's a spot up there I ain't never seen before. You got like a little tiny spot. How y'all doing?
Boy, if I'm going to say, boy, if you don't talk to sports, boy, I don't care about what you're talking about.
Going to the bathroom is a sport. Do you know how much weight you lose when you go to the bathroom? When you got to run? First you run to the bathroom.
It's a
then you
dash.
Go to the toilet and you let go about 5 pounds. That's a 6 pound weight loss called the run. Better than the Bohemian diet. I'm just saying, Kel. You know
he got the gold, baby.
I mean,
y'all,
you
got
the table here selling cans of bacon grease for $5.99.
Oh my goodness!
Plus $25 shipping and handling. But anyway, though, what's going on? Shaking and bacon like you need to make it, holding down like Sammy Town. The Wizards and Boy West Unsell Jr. in the town. Like the prodigal son, hearing it from the biblical man. You know, he came up here to clean up his daddy mess because West Unsell as a player was great. West Unsell as a coach, well, poor Jeff Rulin, poor Jeff Malone, poor, L. Bridge. Let me go back down the line. Well, I mean, you know, they was good teams, but they wasn't. Great team. They didn't really go to the playoffs. And then as a general manager, Senior had bought in that first big three they had. But, you know, well, y'all know how the story went with Lou. What was his name, Lou Gilbert? With that boy named Gilbert?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Mr. Stinky,
yeah.
Stinky in the pot. You know the stuff I was just talking about. He liked to collect it and then put it in his teammates' lockers and stuff or whatever he did. He didn't bring the gun. Go bang, bang, bang.
Up. He was straight up taking a poop in people's shoes. He wasn't. Yeah.
Oh, Lord, that's worse, DMV kid.
Even worse.
Even worse. He took the poo-poo and put it, the doo-doo, in your shoe.
Can we get back on the subject? Can we get back on the topic, Rev? We
I am on the topic.
You just got to listen.
No, you can just got to listen to what a fool like me is saying. But now,
we just talking about the trade.
At the end of the day.
I got Jordan Bell. How you like that on a 10-day contract? Jordan Bell.
Oh, I ain't worried about none of all. You can talk to extra hoes. But you know, I like to just get it straight down, right down to the pantyhose of the whole thing. The man got 3 years to make his magic work. I don't care who's on the team, who ain't on the team, who won't be on the team, who need to go, what people think need to go. He got 3 years to make it work. He got about a year and a half to make it show wonders. If not, Bradley Beal going to be gone after year one. And then he going to be on the rebuild cycle on year two and three. And probably four, either y'all going to love him or y'all going to be saying West Unsell need to go out the door. Now, before I go, since y'all say I can't talk, well, y'all need to let yourself go a little bit when Rev T come to town, because I like to talk
a little
heavy. We like to
stay on the subject.
Right. But when it comes to the Washington football team, and this thing about the fans can't wear kid dress, and the fans can't wear face paint.
I heard that. I heard about that.
I'm trying to get y'all the skinny. Let me talk to y'all about this. So I personally reached out to Joey, who's in charge, the VP of the guest and personnel and stuff or whatever. And if you go follow me on Twitter at DC Hype Man, Rev T, or go to the Rev T Sports Survival, I got a training camp token I'm going to give away to one of y'all. If y'all tell me y'all heard me over here on the DMV Kale.
Don't nobody want no Redskin token.
Well, you know, but anyway, for the people, man, that's fans of the thing. But at the end of the day, though, you know, what's going to happen next, y'all, is not right now, but in the near future, y'all ain't going to be able to wear y'all Redskin gear to the game at all either.
Yeah.
So people can gripe about it. People get ready to hell about it, but it's coming, though, so brace yourself for it.
I don't have none of that type of gear in my house. Not nail
picks. Well, that's good.
So
if you want some
of
the new gear,
I'm to wear it. I'm
good. Cousin Ray hooked you up. $25,
yeah.
All that shipping hand already included. What you want?
I'm gonna say this. I've never been that fan to do all of that anyway. So the stuff that I have, I wish to hell somebody would tell me that I can't wear it into the game. Because my stuff don't go, or I'm not that outlandish fan. To do all the face paint and the costumes and all, I'm not doing all that. I'm not doing all that anyway. So, you know, I feel personally, it's wrong for Washington leadership to tell people what they can and can't wear. I feel like that is wrong. Are the chief fans, are they told not to wear their headdress, not to wear their face paint? I think it's just
they were in the Super Bowl last year, Kale. When last time y'all been in anything?
I'm just saying.
You can't be arguing about not wearing stuff if you ain't won nothing.
That is a dumb, minute point, man. That is one of the points ever made. That point makes no sense, because you ain't win nothing.
Kale, don't
you can be
you give him a name.
Kale, you giving a name.
You talking about 57.
It's too late.
If it's 57, if it's 57, if it's Reed or Man-Man. If you say something ignorant out your mouth, I'm going to let you know.
Oh.
That's it. Everybody know that. And that was
that's the kill I know. Then told me plenty of days.
Well, you know, hey, just look.
But now you ain't necessarily got to agree. You ain't necessarily got to agree.
There you go.
Tell
it again. Just because it's your show and you said it don't make it right.
Yeah, that's true too.
But it don't matter.
That's true, Kev.
He got on
the set. That's true.
I'm gonna have to write this one down. Boy, because I can't believe it's 57. Wow, because you ain't win nothing. Because you ain't win nothing, they can tell you how to dress. Wow.
Hey, I didn't say that. I said you shouldn't be complaining.
That's
what I said. You shouldn't be complaining.
Can I interject on this for real?
It was the exact same thing that as saying you can't wear it. So you saying he shouldn't complain, but then on the flip side, he's saying, well, they shouldn't be able to tell us what to wear and when to wear, regardless of what the record is, if you want me to support you. That's what he's saying.
All I'm saying is if they're telling you don't come in there with an Indian's head on your on a jersey, they ain't saying you can't wear your colors. They said don't come in there with feathers and headdress
right.
and all that stuff
mm-hmm.
on. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
know,
what they
right.
say. Exactly.
Let me tell you no why
Indian
saying that,
type,
though,
type face paint on your face is what they say.
Yeah.
Native American.
That's what they
say. They saying it because they trying to get away from the Indian type thing. They want to, you know, they already made them change their
name.
So now they, wait a minute.
That's why Cleveland changed their name to the Guardians.
Wait a minute. We're going to talk one at a time.
No.
We're not going to disrespect the other person while I'm talking.
I don't think you disrespect, but go ahead with what you got to say, sister.
I don't need your permission. What I'm trying to say is the Washington football team, they changed their name for a reason. Mm. Everybody was complaining about the name. So now what they're trying to do is they're just trying to keep up with that image.
Yep.
They don't want the people to support them with the headgear and the Indian faces and all that kind of stuff. They're trying to move away from that. That's why they're saying they don't want you to wear it. If we can't have the name, you can't wear the damn clothes. Is what they're saying.
Okay.
I'm gonna step out of this conversation, you know, because anyway, DMV Kill, I love you, brother. And I holler at y'all later. You did love somebody. Always remember, I'm Ray of P. I'm seen all over TV, nationally and locally, mama. You understand what I'm saying? From the high to the low. Nah, baby. From the low to the high. And that man that you over there talking radio with, I done talked radio with that man for many years, a day and night, to the people, with the people, for the people,
what
and by the
right
people.
Now?
Nah, mama. And when you talk to Rev T, watch how you talk to Rev T.
Oh,
please?
Lord.
And I talk to y'all later.
Watch how you talk to Miss T. Oh, man.
Understand what I'm talking about
because you just a man just like I'm just a lady.
No doubt.
I don't know what this is about, but I'm married. And you can talk to my husband if it's a real problem.
Girl, come on. That's red, guys. That's just red.
I know, but I'm just letting him know. I'm Tree.
We're going to let
jokes and fun take us a little too far, man. You know, it's Friday. I mean, we shouldn't be on this tone like this. I mean, we should be able to get off topic but not be upset with one another, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
other people is around.
You know,
we're on the phone, 57. We can get off topic and have fun and laugh and giggle because we don't take it personal. You understand what I'm saying? But then when you bring other people in there, And then they feel like they got a personal
relationship. I mean, it's an open show,
though.
It's an open, It's an open show, though. I mean, if they got an opinion that we don't agree with, if we don't agree with it, and you, I mean, if it's going to make ball it out like this right here, then maybe you shouldn't say the comment or, you know, just let them speak. We know Red won't be wired up when he calls.
Yeah.
We already know that.
All right, all right. 563-999-3782. Let's bring some peace in here now.
I ain't going to tell you the name of it, but you, I don't know, you might have an album called Someday.
Oh, that's her face.
Yes.
Yeah,
called...
Yes. Sorry, I was thinking of the Pacino movie.
Huh?
No.
I was thinking of the Al Pacino movie, sorry. Wait, I got the perfect name for it. I got the perfect name. Say hello to my little friends.
No, not just Scarface, bro.
I've always wanted to do that.
All right, man. Tonight the NFL season kicks off.
Black and yellow.
Yeah. We got them. we got them. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm reading back. What do I want to see tonight? Because I'm hearing Dwayne Haskins might not even play. I know he's going to start, but he may not even play. You know, I don't know how you feel about that, man. 57.
Well, look, this is what I'm at because I think Sis might agree with me on this right here. Whoever the starting quarterback is tonight is the guy that ain't going to be on the team.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you. This is why I'm saying this. Listen to me now. I know I've been smoking my Marlboros, and I might sound a little crazy, but I'm telling you, whoever we put out there tonight is not going to be our starter or our second-string quarterback. The person we put out there tonight, I think, it's probably going to be the guy that's still third string that's struggling to make the team, and we were trying to see what he has and can he play. And I think if Haskins is that guy that they put out there, then Haskins is trying to make the team, and he might not be there. That's how
so,
I feel.
Well, they got to do something because he only signed a one-year deal with y'all.
No, I agree with you, Tree, but all I'm saying is that, you know, whoever they put out there to start tonight, I think it's going to be the guy that needs to start because he needs to prove, he needs to make the team. If Haskins doesn't start, Haskins' position is pretty much secure as a second string quarterback. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that.
57, I can see where you would come with that, you know, as the thought. But this the NFL, man. This the NFL, and it not get playing time says everything that playing time, being able to have playing time, says. Each one of those has a A, B, C, D, E, F, G subtopic that goes along with it. The player who's not getting time, I can understand where you're saying that his role as a backup is solidified. His role as a backup, he doesn't need to see what's this and what's that. But when you are just being traded or picked up from off the street, you have to show and prove what you can do, man. And not just against the players that are on your team. No, I need to see you when the rounds are live, when that ammunition flying at you, when these people that are playing against you are tired of being held back because they're playing against, they've been practicing against their quarterback. They've been practicing against their running back, their wide receiver, and they can't hurt these dudes. They can't go all out. And one thing that we all know about defensive players, man, they love to grind. They love to go 100%. They hate that red jersey that Cam Newton or Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger. They hate that red jersey that those guys wear. So you really have to see exactly what it is that Haskins has or does not have. And the only way you're right. going to see that is by putting him out there during live action. That's my only point.
Yeah, because I think they already know what Rudolph can do.
Who?
Yeah. Rudolph. Second-string quarterback.
But see, sis, yeah. That's why I say, that's why I agree with, you know, when you say, you know, you just second what I said, Kale, because
yeah.
You're right. I think this game means nothing as far as this game, the Hall of Fame game means nothing, really. It ain't, you know,
right.
You ain't trying to showcase no talent or anything like that.
I mean, you're
honoring the guys that are going in, but the people you're going to evaluate are not your starters, your second-string guys, or part of your third-string guys. You're evaluating your rookies, your free agent guys you done picked off the team that you don't know anything about. Those are the guys you're going to be looking at tonight in this game, not Dwayne Haskins. I'm not going to say not Dwayne Haskins. All I'm saying is if Dwayne Haskins, if he hasn't had a good preseason, then he'll be on that field under the staff snap when they start tonight. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
But y'all got four quarterbacks on y'all roster.
Yeah,
y'all
not carrying all four of them. Yeah,
no, exactly. We're gonna exactly. You're exactly right. That's why I say the two guys. The guy that we're going to get rid of, or the two guys that we're going to that got to fight for that last spot are the guys you're going to probably see tonight. But because you ain't going to see Ben.
Joshua. That would be Dwayne Haskins and Joshua Dobbs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you're saying Ben Roethlisberger is basically he has a job.
Yeah, he's set. Yeah.
Right. And then Rudolph Mason is your second string.
Rudolph's quarterback.
Dwayne and Joshua got to go at it.
Whoever the two they put out.
Let me say this, 57. Let me say this. Unless Roethlisberger, during the offseason, found the fountain of youth, I wouldn't be all secure about him as my starter, as coming out as your starter for real.
Because he still ain't going out there tonight.
But we saw last season, we saw him falling off. We saw a quarterback, a performance from Roethlisberger that we've never seen. It was almost as if he couldn't get the deep ball off. And right. He was off on the intermediate. The only thing he was dead on was that quick pass out of the backfield. He was dead on.
I put $20 down on two guys, each one of them, that I guarantee you damn near that you won't see tonight. And that's Ben. I don't care what you say about last season. And that's Ben Roethlisberger and Dak Prescott. You're not going to see them two on the field tonight.
Well, you're not going to put even
that redhead dude that you got. You ain't going to put him out there tonight. He's going to be your starter.
What redhead dude we got?
What's a minute?
Can I, did y'all,
I'm not to change the subject. I mean, it's still on football. So did y'all hear about the New York Giants and their broil, how they was out there fighting each other?
I missed that. No. I heard a little something, but I missed it.
So one player tackled the other player, just a regular tackle. The other guy went to him and knocked him down, and then all 90 players was on the field fighting each other.
Oh, they're going to have a good year.
They're going to have a good year. And then they said 10, 15.
Stop taking my words, man. Stop taking
uh-huh.
And these coaches, them Giants coaches, they're going to have a hard time, man. They're going to have a hard time because these guys want it that bad that they are willing to fight one another. Then you know when it comes to another team, them guys
yeah.
will give you their all. They're going to give you their all. But you know what? Let me take that back. Because these dudes, they signing jerseys and giving them to each other, you know.
I was going to say, it's turmoil over there. Ain't nobody buying in. Ain't nobody doing nothing. They just fighting.
You know, before anybody receives a job, signs a contract, they have that intensity now. But I believe when it actually pedal meets the rubber, man, I think these guys are going to, you know, relax, let their head down, and okay. everybody's going to be buddies again. That's just me. So,
well,
while a fight is a good thing, let's not read too much into it.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know, to me, and I'm going to say this, they needed it, but to me, free agency messed up the game for the fans because it ain't no more rivalries no more. Ain't no more this guy been playing on this team right here for 6-7 years, and they've been, you know, like you said, they exchanging jerseys, you know. Back in the day when they was really playing football and hated each other, you saw a great game. You really
they
saw a rivalry game. Huh?
Yeah.
They still hate each other. It's still a rivalry.
Yeah, you know, now.
It's just different meaning now.
You know, yeah, I mean, the way the game has changed. The game has changed, you know.
Lou, we're talking about the time when everybody hated each other. High school, whatever. You're now as adult, you're repping a color that I'm not repping. You're repping a city that I'm not repping. So these guys have a natural disdain for one another. Now you see them taking their jerseys off, signing them, giving them to their opponent. What in the hell? Where has football gone, man?
Oh, man.
Where has football gone?
Right.
That's not football. That's not football, man. It is not football at all. Hmm. And I'm going to tell you what it is for real, 57. It's another effect of that everybody gets a trophy nonsense, man.
I agree.
Thank you, Kale.
Getting the trophy.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you for saying that.
You know, again, you know, parents used to, Coach Mac, why are you so upset? Coach Mac, why that baby can't have, because that baby didn't earn it. Do you want that baby going through life? Do you want that baby going through life expecting reward without putting out maximum effort? That's what football teaches you. That's what basketball, baseball, that's what these sports used to teach our children. But we got a few mommies who came. My baby came to every practice. What did your baby do when he was at the practice? Because Coach Mack had plenty of kids playing with blades of grass. Coach Mack had plenty of kids talking to their buddy about whatever the latest video game is and how he is going to win that game.
Right. Right.
We have to teach our kids, and this is what I used to tell my parents all the time. We have to teach your kids that it takes maximum effort mentally and to be a champion. To be a champion.
Nah.
But no, we want to give the team that lost the same trophy as the team that won. And the kids that would started saying, well, what the heck am I giving maximum effort for? Why am I in practice giving all of me? When they're receiving the same thing.
Because of society. Society didn't change so much that the sports didn't change right along with them. The young people growing up with the same society we see unfolding right before our eyes. Guy get tapped on the thigh going for a layup. He can't play for 6 or 7 games. A guy takes a school to court because he wants to be able to go into the women's bathroom, but he a man and everything. A girl supposed to be a champion, but she can't win. She got the twisties, and now ain't no grinded out people no more.
Got the twisties.
You know? Ain't nobody out there no more.
You should have just went on to bed Marlboro.
Huh?
You should have just went on to bed Marlboro.
Yeah. Well, you know what, sis? I sit here, you know, and maybe I'm watching too much TV, maybe I'm watching too much news, but everything I see now, we caving in to the softer side of life, you know?
And we shouldn't, We shouldn't
be doing
that.
It, but that's what's happening. Even our Congress is voting for it. And so it's in sports, too. You know, a guy gets hurt, let him sit on the bench for 12, 13 games. And I'm still paying you. So that's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna say that 57. If you get hurt, like you were talking about sitting on, you just know in your contract, if you can play, you need to go ahead and play.
Exactly.
A couple of dollars here and there.
Ain't no more Willis Reeds out there.
We're gonna bring my man. Hey, that's a great point, 57.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring my man Tang in. You know.
Lord.
What up, Tang?
Hey,
Kale's calling the family. Hey, Miss T, 57. Kale's calling the family. How y'all doing today, man?
You know what it's like, bro.
Hey,
you know what it is.
Man, football star tonight, 57.
You
know
what
it
is, baby. Put your pop your popcorn.
Tang.
Get ready. Pop your popcorn, baby.
57. Shut the hell up, 57. thing. Before we get all that, brother, my condolences, man. My condolences. I already said to your wife, but I must say to you, my condolences, bro. And anything you need, just let me know, man. I got you.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate that from all of y'all. She told me y'all said that on Tuesday. I appreciate that. I did get the love on Tuesday. I appreciate that very much.
You know that, bro. You know where my heart is, bro. You know that.
I already know. I know 57.
Now.
Well, he got his stars on his feet.
Oh, man, you already know it, baby.
Football season is here.
Oh, man. It all takes off.
They always started off with the best. I don't know how Dallas got it here tonight, but they started off with the best as usual.
Oh, my gracious. They started off with the worst. They want to see what the worst team can do.
San Francisco ain't out there, sis. Give yourself a break.
These Bammers ain't gonna get that much viewing time, so let's go ahead and put them on first so everybody watch.
Okay. 57
has stated that the majority of his starters won't play. Who do you have not playing for your team tonight outside of that? Because I really don't expect Dak Prescott to be out there, but
to me, I thought they made up something early when they started talking about his shoulder. He could have hurt his shoulder, but they said Dak ain't playing because he got something with his shoulder. I was like, man, whatever. Let that man play. They just trying to keep him ready for that first exciting Bucks game. But
he got a run in his stocking.
Is that really smart? I mean, we've been hearing about
On this game, it really don't matter. If it was a preseason game, because what we had, two preseason games. See, this game really don't matter for real. I really don't care who don't play. I'm just happy to watch some football tonight. But with the first preseason game and all that, because I know we don't have the same amount of preseason games, I want to see everybody that's supposed to be starting. When the first preseason game starts, I do want to see that.
I think he will play. I think he's just going to play the first half or the first quarter. I think. Because Dak is already ruled out. I'm talking about all the rest of the starters. All the rest of the starters are going to play, and then they wing them off like the second quarter halftime and all that. They won't come out. It'll be the third string and the fourth string and all them come out.
I think they definitely need to play that defense, though.
They could surprise you.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Quinn likes his pack, so we want to start early.
Say what?
What'd you say?
You know, Quinn likes to – I said, you know, our defensive coach, Quinn, he likes to attack. So you know what we're coming with this year. We're going back with that 4-3. The whole defense out there.
Give me a break about this, like the attack crap. Hey, can I say something to this Dallas fan, please? Hey, bro,
go ahead, tell you something.
You know what you got in store for you tonight, bro. And this just our little scrubs gonna play y'all tonight. But I want to say something because Kale keep talking about putting our starters out there, and I just realized, Tang, who we talking to? We talking to Washington Football Team, formerly known as that other team. Any win is a win for them. You know how that goes. They come out playing their starters in the OTAs. They want to play.
You know what I mean? If it's lights on cameras, they're damn showing up going to be some ass. You damn kid.
I know that's right, bro.
I hear you.
I don't want light camera Walmart workers, light camera Walmart workers, I can't smoking the McDonald's when I take your order. No, I don't want that. No, sir. Can I have my real thing? 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782.
And we're going to come back with the induction.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You heard Miss T. When we get back, we're going to talk about the inductees into this all. And also, I have not forgotten, I need to know what your running back going to do. It's new season. It's starting tonight, y'all. It's starting tonight.
Yeah.
Y'all. Yes,
never misses a beat. Yeah.
What was that?
I know
that's right.
Okay. Well, okay, so the Hall of Fame people, let's go to the Hall of Fame, y'all. So the Hall of Fame inductees. Okay, so you know we got 2 years because they didn't do it last year. So they have two separate ones that they're going to do 2020, and then they're going to do 2021.
Seems fair.
Wait a minute. Let me get back to it. So the first 20, we're going to do 2021 because we're in 2021. So 2021, we have Peyton Manning, quarterback, Broncos coach. Calvin Johnson, wide receiver for the Lions. Charles Woodson, safety for the Raiders and the Packers. John Lynch, safety, Buccaneers, Broncos. Alan Fancica was a guard for the Steelers, Jets, and Cardinals. Drew Pearson was a wide receiver for the Cowboys. Those are the player inductees. We have one coach inductee, Tim Flores with the Raiders and the Seahawks. And we have one contributor, inductee Bill Nunn, scout for the Steelers. That was your 2021 Hall of Fame inductee. So your Hall of Fame inductee class of 2020 is, it's a little longer list. Steve Atwater, safety, Broncos, Jets. Isaac Bruce, wide receiver for the Rams and the 49ers. Harold Carmichael, wide receiver, Eagles, Cowboys. Jim Colbert, offensive tackle, Bears. Bob Dylan, defensive back, I apologize, Packers. Cliff Harris, safety for the Cowboys. Winston Hill, offensive tackle for the Jets and the Rams. Steve Hutchinson, guard, Seahawks, Vikings, Titans. Edrin James,
yes.
Running back for the Colts, Cardinals, and Seahawks. Alex Carrasa, K-A-R-R-A-S, Harris.
Caruso.
Defensive tackle for the Lions. Troy Polamalu, safety, Steelers. Donnie Shale,
is that with the hair?
Back, Steelers. Duke Slater, tackle, Badgers, Independent Cardinals, Max Speedle, and Brown, Ed Sprinkle, and Bears. That's it for the players. Coaches, inductees for 2020 is Bill Cowher, coach, Steelers. Jimmy Johnson, coach, Cowboys, Dolphins.
That bomb.
Contributors for the inductee position is George Young, general manager for the Giants. Paul Tagliabue, NFL commissioner. Steve Sable, founder of NFL Films. And that, Kale's Corner, is your 2020 inductee.
You know what? I'm going to say this, okay? And I don't care who don't like it. Brian Mitchell should have been in this Hall of Fame because I can't remember a player who redefined, changed around his position as Brian Mitchell did with the kick and punt return. This man should have already been in the Hall of Fame. You're getting guys in the Hall of Fame who didn't do half of what this man did to that kick return and on that special team position. And I think it's disgusting that he's not in yet. Serious.
Yeah. Yep.
He could have had one of them Dallas spots.
Uh-oh.
Dang. Shots fired. Dang, what you going to say? You going to just sit there and take
your
that?
Your phone on mute.
Oh, my bad. I heard him the first time when Miss T was talking. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, sometimes you just got to let something just blow over in the wind. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to let things just blow. I heard him as soon as they said something about Jimmy Johnson, he had something to say. Knowing he could have had something to say on somebody else, but not Jimmy Johnson. He picked the wrong person.
Hey, man, y'all won them Super Bowls when the NFL was weak, bruh. Weak.
Hey,
weak.
So, we won some when y'all won them in the 72.
Okay. Yeah, we beat y'all in three of them Super Bowls. We beat y'all in three of them Super Bowls.
Okay.
Bang,
okay,
bang,
okay,
bang.
Okay. You got that right now. I'm going to leave you alone. But look, what I want to say about Brian Mitchell, look, not to get off the topic, because I wasn't even trying to go there yet because we just getting ready to get started. And I know we got like, 18, 20 weeks of football. We're coming up real soon, and it's going to be terrible with us. I already know. So I'm going to say
bro, you know how it's going to be with me and you.
I'm going to let 57 go ahead and say what he got to say right now. But what I wanted to say with Brian Mitchell, that was facts. Not only did he change that up on return punts, that man played running back and he played quarterback in the NFL. He should have been in there. I agree with you on that, man. I've been saying that.
He should have been in that first round Hall of Famer. He should have at least been in the second one. After he retired,
I'm wondering if he even gets voted for, man. I mean,
they don't, man, because he ain't no yes man.
It's a lot of Redskins, and I'm saying Redskins because they were Redskins back then. So it's a lot of y'all Redskins, like some of them Hawks, Monk, all of them. You know, they should have been in the second that they retired. They should have been in first ballot.
Right.
But it's a lot of them that still not like Brian Mitchell. It's a lot of them that we can make the same argument about.
Like somebody said, they too outspoken, man. They ain't letting nobody kick their drawers up, so they just letting them go ahead. They don't even want to say nothing. Yeah, they ain't letting them do that to them, so they be upset with that.
Well, just like 57 said earlier, and I'm gonna take these words from 57 and Kwame Brown because I've been watching him. We the men, I don't know where to bite has gone in us, but it's gone. The fight is gone in us. The fight, the bite, the all of that is gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. I don't know.
That's a society thing. That is a society thing. I was, not to change the subject, but this is a subject that I'm most interested in because I look around at men and I say that myself. What's going on? You know?
Right.
But I was listening to 96.3 the other day. And the girl Autumn Joy Live was on, and she was like talking about the fact that they were speaking on Rihanna, and listen, I congratulate these women on their achievement because they are achievement. You know, Rihanna being named the first billionaire female artist, that's a great accomplishment, and I don't put her down at all for that. I don't put her down at all for that. But women are being celebrated and acknowledged way more than men are. And now I do know some will say, "Well, men have had that position for years, and we have. But is it fair to completely take it off of men the way that they have? Because, like you said, see, we're looking weaker. Like you say, 57, where are the men gone? Where are the men? I mean, it's to the point you got young boys wearing dress. You got young boys wearing dresses, and it's okay.
And pocketbooks.
Carrying purses.
Jeans tighter than mine. Don't forget that, Kale.
Yeah. I saw this youngin' today, and he was suiting down, and he had long hair, long plait, and I swear to you, I didn't know whether he was a female or male. I did not know. You know?
He probably don't know.
It's just society, y'all. It's just society. Society has told these guys that it's okay to be less than a man. And they don't even want to live up to the standards that we as men, as young men, grew up with. This is the way it's going to be. This is who you're going to be. You're going to be a father. A father is a provider. You know, don't get me started, y'all. Do not get me started.
I was going to say, because, I mean, you can take this conversation a whole lot of different ways, I'm telling you, because when I say the men not standing up, they letting all these people kick them in the, let their drawers kicked in the butt. Like, come on, man. You got to stand up for something, because if you don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. My mama always told me that if you don't stand for something or get attached to something, you will fall for anything. And that's what society is doing. They lead us down a road where we just fall for anything.
And everything.
Correct.
What bothers me the most is that I got my own morals, my own values, but I don't need to wear them on my sleeve for you to see them every day. I don't need to throw it in your face, you know. I don't need to. If you don't cross my path and don't give me a reason to have to use them, then there's no reason for me to just throw them in your face.
Right.
Be who you want to be. Live how you want to live, but don't make me have to be accepting of it because that's the way you want to live.
Right. And can the grown people stand up? Like, can the grown people stand up and say that it's wrong for a man transgendered into a woman to be on a female team? Like, that's just wrong. And vice versa. It's wrong all over the world. I don't care how you feel on the inside. If you got a thing hanging down and it's dick and it's swinging, because females don't swing down there. You need to be on the boy side.
Never.
That's just like when you get locked up, right? You get locked
right.
up. Ain't no transgender. You if you a man and you got a thing down there, you gonna go over there with the men. They are not gonna put you over there with the women. So why the sports is so daggone different than the jail system?
It shouldn't be.
There you go. That's all I wanted to hear. There you go.
What
somebody
said
we gotta get back to being, you know, we gotta get back to being, you know, men being men and women being women and everybody staying
right.
in place.
None of this transgender stuff.
Yeah, and if you are
transgender,
look, don't get me wrong. I don't hate none of the LGBTQTRSTYWD. I don't hate none of them.
Right.
I don't. But if my child was in their mind thinking that they was going to be transgender, guess what? You're not. Not in my house at the age that you're up. You're going to have to wait till you get 18, 19, or 20, and when you leave out my house, and then you do whatever you want to do.
Right.
But
just remember that your actions are consequences.
Thank you. Yeah.
But, well, sis, if I can say something,
sure.
We're going to start.
Sorry,
and we know.
Yeah, because she
no,
went
no,
on.
Sis, I just want to say, we're gonna start off the night by kicking them cowgirls off the field. You know, we're gonna start changing things tonight.
Hey, man.
All the
off the field.
Okay.
Change
is gonna come tonight. Hey,
come on with your change.
Hey, let me tell you, hey, can I have like 30 seconds? I'm going to tell you something. This is the greatest format in the world to come and be able to let off your sports thing and be able to come back every Tuesday and Thursday and do it all over again. This is so much fun. Anybody that's not enjoying this, not having a good time, you just don't like having fun.
You?
They just don't like having fun, do
they?
57.
Yeah,
nope.
Hey, I hope you can come to my show at some point, though.
I was just about to say that.
Lou podcast, the enhancement. Y'all go see Lou.
Enhanced.
I apologize. I am so sorry. I'm
okay,
trying to be
okay.
old.
Okay. A lot of people get that wrong.
What is it called again?
The enhanced sports show. Yeah, just enhanced. Not enhancement, not enhanced thing, enhanced.
512-543-4662. And he comes on Saturday. What time, Lou?
5 p.m. in the East, 2 p.m. in the West, and 3 a.m. in Australia.
Oh.
I say,
I'm going to call you from Australia. I'm gonna call you from Australia.
I think we reached there. I think we do.
Okay.
Hey, 57, where you calling from?
Australia.
Ha ha ha! Very funny. Very funny.
Hey man, you need to lay off.
Hey man, look.
Real quick, guys. I want to do this. And Miss T, you gonna start us off? Give me your running back. Tell me how many touchdowns and how many yards you think you're going to get this season.
Oh, okay. You put me off guard. Let me get my pen so I can write everybody's stuff down so we can refer back.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Debo,
I go next.
Okay, bet. Debo, text in your information. Let's go with 57. 57, what you got, man?
I say Kirk's going to get 7-8 touchdowns and 1,300 yards,
1,350.
Cool.
Damn. Kirk.
He's already touched. What are you going to get?
You said 1,300 yards?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
How many games we playing this year? Which our team only playing? 16 games? He's playing Tang. He only gonna get seven.
Hey Tang.
Okay,
just follow the program. Just follow the program.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Come on, Tang. Since you got something to say, come on, Tang. What? I know Ezekiel Elliott, man. What do you think him or Elliott gonna do this year?
Oh yeah, he gonna get about. I ain't gonna say he gonna get 15, but he gonna get over 13. I'm gonna say 1365. He gonna get 1365, and he'll have about 17 games, 2 touchdowns a game. I ain't gonna say that, but some games he might have 4. Man, it's gonna average 2. Man, I can't do it. Like that. I'm gonna say 25 touchdowns.
Oh
boy, you know what? This is the first time I've ever heard you sound like a damn Cowboy fan, boy.
What I'm gonna say. Zeke gonna get a touchdown every game.
A touchdown every game.
If he's healthy, and he gonna get a touchdown every game, whether it's running or catching. So I'm my expectations for him. I know if I was him. Man, I'm going to get 2 touchdowns or better every game, man. I didn't even jump out there and say 34.
He's really excited.
I didn't even jump out there and say 34. Now, I'm just going to keep it right at the 25. I say
what?
Like that, man. 34
what?
34
man,
what?
Man,
one of these out of 17
hey,
games.
Hey,
bro, soon
as she.
Hold on. Let me say something. Out of 17 games this year, Zeke stay healthy. If I was Zeke, in my mind, I'm telling you, Out of 17 games, out of 2 of them, I'm going to get 4 touchdowns in probably. It's going to be just – you know how running backs have them games. They just be scoring.
You can't count preseason touchdowns, bro. Okay?
I'm not. All right. It is 17 all seasons, bro. I mean 17 weeks, man.
But I'm just saying.
Debo said Chris Carson going to have 1,000 yards and 10
who?
Touchdowns.
Who?
Chris Carson.
Debo.
He said his running back.
Yes, he had it. He's from Seattle.
Yes, he had it. I'm sorry.
How many
forgive me. 10 touchdowns and 1,000 yards of rushing.
Okay.
I understand why he just texts now and don't call in.
Hey, you going to get him started, 57. Hey. Hey, Debo, call in, Debo.
Debo said, if he's healthy. Well, hey, listen, I told him once the season starts and we start doing the pick, he's going to have to call in at least once a month. Got to call in at least once a month because, you know, we're going to rotate. Who? He said put him on right now.
He can leave it on the
I know. Hey, but look, but on football season, I hear Debo the whole time seem like.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Debo.
That's
recordings, man. They got recordings stored.
What's that? Wait. Can we keep moving, Joe Lou.
Go ahead, Debo. Okay, you hear Debo? Debo, you gonna be quiet. Take it off mute, D.
Go ahead, Texas, man.
Go ahead, Lou, man. You know what? Excuse me, y'all. I had the wrong person on live. Go ahead, D.
We got a bad connection.
Nah, you hit.
I say 57, y'all. I say 57. You know football, right? You do know football. I know you know football. I be listening to you, right? So if you keep up with football, like it appears that you do, you should know Chris Carson. And the only thing that keeps him from getting his money is that he stay hurt. But understand this: whenever he's healthy, check the records. He do 1,000 yards easily.
Okay, but D, when was the last time he had 1,000 yards?
Last year, the year before. Last year he had 800. Last year he had 850 something last year, and he didn't even play the whole season. The year before that, he had 1,000 and 22 touchdowns. Do your record.
Okay, all right. Right. All right. So you say he's going to get 1,000 or more this year.
My
That's
man.
What I'm
he gonna get a
about.
He's going to get a 1,000 or more this year.
I say if he stay healthy, because that's his only problem. Chris Carson, check the books on him. If he stay healthy, he's going to give you 1,000.
Are we giving asterisks for people that get hurt? Well, I mean, you know, if you get hurt, you just got hurt, right?
I heard someone else. I heard someone else say if their running back stay healthy. So I'm saying the same thing. If my running back
stay healthy.
Okay,
real. All right.
That's
right.
I think
they have to be healthy because if they get hurt in the fifth or sixth week, don't expect for them to do what we thought they was going to do.
Well,
exactly.
Look, hold on. All I'm trying to say is as far as bragging rights go, if your guy get hurt, you just out of the bragging part of the game. That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna keep bragging because I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan.
Right.
That's how far your running back go.
That player just out. You just can't brag about
that. Yeah, just that player. There you go, Chain.
Out the game. AD, we still in the game. We just can't brag about that player.
No question. I got you on that.
You got the spirit of the Bama's telling me I can't wear headdress and all that other stuff no more. You know what I mean? Now, before we go, Lou, come on, Lou. I need you, Lou.
Hey, you, Kale.
What's up?
Hey, you, Kale. The question should be Whose quarterback gonna last the season? That's the question.
That's next week.
And then whose quarterback gonna last the season?
That's a low blow.
I seen Big Ben at practice looking terrible.
Yeah, whose quarterback gonna throw the most interceptions? Huh?
Hey, let Lou get in real quick, y'all. Let's keep it moving. It's almost time to get off this thing. Let's get Lou in here. Come on, Lou.
What's
your running back?
Jets need a good running back, that's for sure.
Who?
The Jets need a good running back.
Oh,
the Jets need a running back.
How many sessions do he have, Lou?
Okay, he don't really know.
We only got two.
So you don't know? Let me leave you alone. Go, Kale. What's up with you, Kale?
For the question,
they're doing
Bob,
by committee.
Gibson, all-purpose yards, running and receiver out the backfield. He's going to have 1,500 yards, and he's going to have at least.
Always changing the game.
He's going to get 1,500 yards, and he's going to get 15 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's going to get this man. He's definitely going to get this man.
And neither one of y'all running backs catch the ball out of the backfield. That's not a feature of their game.
But that's not what I'm saying. No, you said running back.
Well, put me down for 1,100 rushing yards. Y'all happy? Bama?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
You thought we was going to say no?
Oh, my God. Oh, I love y'all.
It's time for you. Come on in here, girl.
It's time. Well, let me say this to all the listeners, everybody. If I offended anybody today, I apologize. Let me just say that off the break. But you guys know I love sports, and I go hard for my sport. So I love defending it. I love all of that. And I love you guys. So this is our Friday. We'll see you guys next Tuesday. So I want you guys to enjoy your weekend. I'm talking about hug and love on all your family members and your friends. Tell them to call into Kale's Corner on this channel. Give them the number, 563-999-3782. We're going to be here every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. We love you guys. Take care.
Man, hey, man, that's my co-host, man. That's my co-host, y'all. There y'all, man. Y'all fabulous, man.
Yeah.
Keep it good, man. Keep it safe this weekend. Tell somebody, anybody, you love them. You love them.
Yeah.
And without them, you don't see tomorrow. Tell somebody, man. Appreciate the people that you love.
Death, something less bad in my block. It's just another day in the heart of the south side of Houston, Texas, making your mark. On my block, with you and all the time playing dominoes. Keep the swishing, sweet die till my mama goes back inside. Then we can fly, pass it around a few times. My block. Understanding, cause if you told Miss Maddie, she went and told Gladys, and when Punchy Mama got it, it was all on the wire, and when the word got back, they said, yo, fire, on my block, we got some numb, best shell jock, we never quite got right.